Beyond the hype, why agentic AI projects fail and how to scale. The bill arrives before the strategy does. That's the pattern emerging across enterprises that rushed into agentic AI deployments over the past 2 years. The promise was compelling. Autonomous AI that doesn't just answer questions, but takes actions, executes workflows, and operates across systems with minimal human oversight. The reality for many organizations has been a very different story, one measured in runaway cloud spend, vendor lock-in, and projects quietly shelved before they ever reached production. Gartner predicts that 40% of agentic AI projects will be canceled by 2027. The root cause? Practitioners point to another layer. Many of those projects were doomed before the first line of code was written, because they were built on top of broken, inefficient processes that no amount of automation could fix. What is agentic AI, and why does it strain infrastructure? Agentic AI refers to AI systems that go beyond generating responses. These systems plan, reason, and execute multi-step tasks autonomously, browsing the web, writing and running code, managing files, calling APIs, and coordinating with other AI agents to complete complex workflows. Unlike a chatbot that responds to a prompt, an agentic system can initiate actions, loop back on its own outputs, and interact with external tools and services continuously. That capability is what makes it powerful. It's also what makes it expensive to run at scale. Every action an agentic system takes consumes compute. Every loop, every tool call, every inference request hits your cloud infrastructure. Organizations that pilot agentic AI in controlled environments often discover, too late, that production-scale deployment multiplies costs in ways their existing cloud architecture wasn't designed to absorb. The infrastructure gap nobody talks about. Most enterprises built their cloud strategy around cloud-first principles designed for SaaS applications, data storage, and conventional workloads. That architecture wasn't engineered for the demands of AI at scale. Agentic AI workloads are different in three critical ways. First, they are unpredictable. A traditional application has a predictable compute footprint. An AI agent operating autonomously can trigger cascading tool calls that multiply infrastructure consumption in real time with no natural ceiling. Second, they are persistent. Unlike a single inference request, agentic workflows can run for extended periods, minutes, hours, or longer, maintaining state, holding resources, and generating costs continuously. Third, they require specialized hardware. GPU compute, high memory instances, and low latency networking are not optional for production agentic AI. Organizations that attempt to run these workloads on general purpose infrastructure quickly encounter performance bottlenecks, and the instinct to throw more compute at the problem accelerates spend without solving it. The result is what industry analysts are beginning to call AI bill shock, monthly cloud invoices that bear no resemblance to what was projected during the pilot phase. Rushed platform decisions create long-term lock-in. The pressure to deploy agentic AI fast has driven many organizations into vendor commitments they didn't fully evaluate. AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud each offer managed agentic AI services with proprietary tooling, proprietary APIs, and proprietary data formats. Moving fast feels like competitive advantage until you need to change course. Lock-in in traditional cloud workloads is already costly. In agentic AI, it compounds. Agents are often deeply integrated with the platform's native services, vector databases, orchestration layers, memory stores, and model endpoints. Rebuilding that integration on a different platform is not a migration, it's a rebuild. Organizations that didn't pressure test their vendor selection before committing are discovering this the hard way. The advisory question that should have been asked before signing anything, if this platform's pricing changes or a competing platform offers meaningfully better performance, how difficult is it to move? The real root cause, automating broken processes. Beyond infrastructure and vendor decisions, there is a more fundamental failure pattern in agentic AI projects. Organizations are deploying agents on top of processes that were already inefficient. The assumption is that automation will fix the inefficiency. It doesn't. It scales it. An agentic system will execute a flawed process faster, more consistently, and at greater volume than any human team ever could. If the underlying workflow has gaps, inconsistent data inputs, undefined exception handling, unclear decision criteria, the agent will encounter those gaps continuously, loop, retry, and consume resources while producing unreliable outputs. The organizations succeeding with agentic AI are asking a different question before deployment. Not, where can we put an agent, but what does this process actually need to look like for automation to work? That distinction, redesign before automate, is the consistent differentiator between projects that scale and projects that stall. What good looks like. The enterprises getting agentic AI right share a few common practices. They inventory their data in use workloads before selecting infrastructure. They benchmark cloud provider capabilities for AI-specific performance, not general compute. They evaluate vendor contracts with the same rigor applied to any major technology commitment, including exit clauses, portability, and pricing structures at scale. They also treat agentic AI as an infrastructure decision, not just a software decision. That means bringing IT leadership, FinOps, and cloud strategy into the conversation before the first agent goes into production, not after the first invoice arrives. The cost of getting this wrong. The financial consequences of a failed agentic AI project extend beyond the cloud bill. Failed projects carry the cost of the compute consumed, the vendor commitments made, the engineering hours spent on a rebuild, and the organizational credibility lost when leadership asks why the AI initiative didn't deliver. For mid-market companies and enterprise organizations alike, those costs add up quickly. And unlike traditional software projects, the infrastructure spend in an agentic AI deployment doesn't stop when the project pauses. Resources left running, agents in idle loops, models still loaded, storage retained, continue to generate costs until someone actively terminates them. The advisory advantage. This is precisely where unbiased advisory makes the difference, not after the bill arrives, before the decision is made. Understanding which cloud platform best fits your agentic AI workload, which vendor commitments carry the most risk, and how to architect for cost control from day one, those are not questions a hyperscaler sales team is positioned to answer objectively. They have a platform to sell. Independent advisory exists to close that gap. The right guidance at the right stage of an agentic AI initiative doesn't just reduce risk, it changes the economics of the entire project. Clients who work with Cloud Latitude typically save around 30% on their existing IT spend at zero cost for our advisory services.